Yes, indeed. There's a light right here on WWNN 1470 AM, 95.3 FM, and 96.9. And we are answering your questions all across the nation at 888-565-1470. But before we go to that, we've got to pop into our monthly astrology report with my friend Stacey Holler. Stacey Holler of Destiny in the Stars. So visit her website, destinyinthestars.com. And learn more about the work Stacey does. And we want to hear what's going to happen because September's going to be heating up. I know we've got a bunch of planets in retrograde, but there's one coming that I don't know how it's going to impact us. So we got to see what Mercury retrograde's going to bring for us, Miss Stacey. Stacey Holler, how are you tonight?
Hi, Sarah. I'm great. I'm always happy to be here with you and your listeners to take a look at this month ahead.
Thank you. Yes, and you and I were talking. It's about almost a year since you started to come on live on our broadcast, yes?
It is. It was surprising to me. It seems that it went so fast. But, yes, it's exactly a year.
Well, welcome to the family. Glad to have you on board for a year. And what a year it was, Stacey. So
It was quite an interesting year. I think we all want as much information as we could get as we navigate.
I was thinking a star needed to fall from the sky, or so we needed something to happen because it was definitely a little crazy out there. So, Stacey, what do we have to look forward to in September? We got some good stuff coming, or is it going to be kind of off this month?
Well, let me give you the heads up. Let's put it that way. I mean, we're starting off with the new moon in Virgo on the 6th. That's on Monday. And I love your new moon collection, Sarah. Everybody, it's great. It's in Virgo, so everybody needs to take a look at everyday life. Virgo is about everyday work life, your health, your schedules, how we manage through the day. So this new moon in Virgo is a great time to visualize and actualize new ways to organize and redefine your work and really take charge of your daily life. So as we're doing that, we're slowly creeping towards a Mercury retrograde on the 27th.
Deep sigh, everybody. So for those who don't know what Mercury retrograde is, just educate us for a minute. What exactly is Mercury retrograde?
It's so interesting that it is so ingrained in our culture now that people don't really understand exactly what it is. They just get scared when they hear it's coming. Right. So really, Mercury, in a nutshell, Mercury is the planet that represents communication. And it is an aspect where if you look at the planet four times a year, it appears to be going backwards. That's the retrograde motion. It's really not going backwards. It's kind of like if any of you have ever sat in a train and there's a train next to you in the station and the train next to you is moving and you're not, you feel like you're moving, but yes, you're not. That's kind of like the retrograde motion. So when this happens to the planet Mercury, that's when anything to do with communication kind of gets screwed up. And we really want to be careful about what we do during this three-week period and be prepared for mishaps, things, missing deadlines, all sorts of anything to do with communications. This month, it happens to be in Libra. And Libra is the sign of close partnerships, relationships. So this Mercury retrograde, we're going to kind of shine a little focus on relationships, and then depending on your sign, might affect you in different areas of your life.
And before we get into that, does Mercury retrograde also impact electronics, travel? What else does it impact? Because I know I've had some interesting mishaps with Mercury retrograde. Water heater broke one year. Crazy things happen. So does that impact that?
100%. In fact, funny you should bring that up because just today my cell phone was getting a little funky. And I know for sure I've got to get a new one as soon as possible before we're even close to the retrograde because for sure it's going to blow up in the retrograde or I'm not going to be able to get a new one. So, yes, anything with communications, electronics for sure. If you're putting off getting something new, I would say let's speed that up because it might not serve you well during the retrograde.
Okay. Just wanted to clear that up because I was looking, trying to batten down the hatches. I'm like, what? What in this picture might go wrong so I can be sure that I could stay one step ahead of it because I don't have time for that. So,
the message is, though, go with the flow. Some of this is just going to happen, and you're just going to take a deep breath, and you're going to pick yourself up and keep going. But some of it we could try to mitigate, for sure.
Absolutely. So how is this going to impact the individual signs? Because I know people always hear that, but they want to know, well, how does that impact me? Mercury retrograde, rant, rant, rant. What does that mean for me? So shed a little light on this. What does it mean for the astrological signs?
Well, for everybody, as I said, it is in Libra. So we're all going to be looking at our relationships in general. But depending on your sign, it falls in a different area of your life. So we'll kind of let's rock around the zodiac clock here and take a look at how it's going to affect the signs. But for all of you listening, pay attention to your sun sign. And if you know your rising sign, that might be applicable to you too, if you happen to know it. So we'll start with Aries, which is the first sign of the zodiac. And you Aries folks out there, this Mercury retrograde is hitting you in the seventh house. That's the house of relationships. So you folks are the ones that might see some old issues coming up in with your partner or in a relationship. You might want to work on it to make it better, but just wait till Mercury goes direct. So don't be signing agreements or deals right away. If you have to, check it out really carefully. But for Aries folks in that seventh house, if you're thinking about your relationship, this is not a time to make a decision. Just hang on and wait.
Are they supposed to cancel the wedding, though? What if they're getting married?
No. Listen, what's meant to be is meant to be. But some issues may come up in your relationship, old issues.
Okay.
That doesn't mean it's detrimental to the relationship, but don't be surprised if all of a sudden you're discussing something that you thought you put to bed.
Okay. Next on the astrological clock, who's next?
Now we turn to Taurus. Now, my Taurus friends, this is going to hit you in your sixth house, which is all about work and health. So you might have some work frustrations. Your schedules might get screwed up. Just be sure to be flexible. Sixth house is also about health. Look at your eating habits. Look at your health habits. Your schedules might get screwed up, but it's also a good time for you to take a look at them to see how you could make them better and how you could change them up. Be careful with your investments too, Taurus, during the retrograde. Now we'll move to Gemini. Sarah, you know about Gemini, right?
I know Gemini. Yeah, that would be me.
Now, this is coming up in your fifth house, which has to do with romance and children. So again, you Geminis, you might see some old lovers appearing. You might decide that if you're in an existing relationship to bring some new energy to it, this retrograde would be great. If you're in a relationship and it's kind of feeling a little stagnant, this retrograde is a good time to bring new energy into your existing romance. All right. It's also a good time to spend with children. This is the house of children. So you can spend some quality time with your children during the retrograde.
Perfect. Next.
So I'm going to move to Cancer. You ready for Cancer?
Yes.
Now, Cancer is in the fourth house, which is home. So, you Cancers out there, you might have some childhood issues coming to resurface, but here it's coming up for you as an opportunity to heal some of those. And, Sarah, I heard you talking earlier about some childhood issues that people have. This retrograde, especially for Cancers, would be a really good time and an opportunity to heal some of those. It's a good time to reconnect and make peace with your family members. So Cancer, if you haven't spoken to somebody in your family for a while and you want to make good with them, this retrograde is a good time for that. Also a good time to decorate your house and do things with property.
Perfect.
Now Leo, my Leo friends, this is in the third house of communications and siblings. So we talked earlier, Sarah, you were asking about electronic things. Leos, you really need to pay attention to this. Triple check your communications, reread your emails, make sure you don't hit send when you shouldn't be hitting send. Those are the kind of Mercury retrograde things that could happen, especially for Leos when it's in the third house. It's also really a good time to bond with your siblings. If you haven't been around your brothers or your sisters for a while, the retrograde is really a good time to reconnect. But definitely, Leos, watch your electronics. Make sure they're in good shape and maintained before you go in. Now, Virgos, This retrograde is in your house of money and values. So it's a really good time to take a look at your resources and your finances and review it and reassess it. I wouldn't make new investments, but you want to plan for what you want to do. So money might be delayed for you, Virgos, during this retrograde, or you may get something unexpected. Something may just pop up for you there. But it is, since Virgo is also the sign of work and health, it's a good time to take care of your body and your health. And like we said earlier, look at those habits. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Now, Libra, pay attention, Libras, because this Mercury retrograde is in Libra, and it's in your first house. And that's how you project yourself to the world. So I want your Libras to pay attention here. Be careful and manage how you're perceived and how you come across to other people, because there could be misconceptions going on. So pay attention. Make sure people are understanding you clearly. That's the kind of Mercury retrograde in your relationships that you want to make sure you stay on top of. Don't make any hasty decisions. It's going to be hard for you to make decisions during this time anyway, because you're going to be going back and forth. So just wait till the retrograde is over. Have patience and prepare for the future. Scorpio, my Scorpio friends. All right. You may be looking at some delays with travel and issues. Things may come up for you, so just hang tight. You may have an old health problem resurface that you want to pay attention to during this retrograde. It will come back and it will bubble up for you because you need to pay attention to it. So if it's something you haven't been paying attention to, it's going to bubble up in this retrograde to get your attention, to take care of yourself. Okay? Sagittarians, they're in your 11th house. That's friends and goals. So old friends could bring you new possibilities. Watch your communications with your friends, my Sagittarian friends, because that's when gossip could get out of hand. So be careful, because if you're talking out of turn, it's going to come back to bite you. So be careful. And then take a look at what you haven't finished up of your goals. Now's a good time to make plans to make that happen. My Capricorn friends, it's in your house of career. So any old job opportunities you might have had might come back. Things that didn't come to fruition. I know a lot of people, Sarah, have been talking about what am I doing for jobs, right?
Correct.
So if you're a Capricorn, look out. Things could be popping for you to come back. You could reconnect with old friends that could help you. You could reconnect with old clients and customers. So it's also a good time to reconnect and reconcile with your parents. If that has been a little rocky lately, Capricorns, this retrograde is a good time to get back in sync. Aquarius, good time to upgrade your skills. It's in the house of education. If you want to stay current with trends and brush up on skills and elevate your talent, perfect time for that. It's a time for you, Aquarians, to really reflect on your challenges and make some plans to see what could be done, so you could move further in life. And last but not least, my Pisces friends, it's in a very spiritual eighth house. So for you folks, it's really a good time to revisit your old habits and old people and figure out what's serving you and what's not serving you. Watch out for secrecy, Pisces. There's something in here that if you're doing something a little secretive, that could come out to bite you. So be careful in what you're doing. You might have some karmic people come back into your life. Just stay on top of it. Proceed carefully. And everybody hang on until this retrograde is over. Yes. It's the last one of the year. And then we're home free till January.
Last one of Mercury retrograde. But I know there's other planets that are still retrograde. So little things may feel a little slow and stuck for a little while. But at least we won't be feeling this angst with Mercury retrograde hanging over our head. Stacey, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your connection to the stars. And everyone listening, if you would like to have your chart done by Stacey Holler, then you can go to destinyinthestars.com. That's Destiny in the Stars, and learn more about her work. And I encourage you, if you've never had your chart done, you want to understand what Libra rising is and what your houses are, she's the girl to go to. She's got the answers, and most certainly will give you insight, especially as we get ready to navigate the close of 2021 right into 2022. As always, Stacey, pleasure having you here. time for us to go, but thank you so much for sharing that information with us. We'll talk to you next
month. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.